Okay, today is April 29th, regular Zoom call. And welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
Nice to see everybody.
Okay. I haven't been on in a while because I'm so...
Morgan has some interesting... RV.
We're all rubber banding. Okay.
Taliesin, look. I named him Taliesin.
Your namesake, Taliesin. Oh, he's adorable.
Well, absolutely. He's gorgeous.
I have a dream about him.
He
showed up on Facebook 2 days later. And I went and got him.
Cool.
Very good. We might have to shut down.
We might have to shut down and start over again.
Shut down the mics. Yeah, most of them are off except for three of us. Am I reverberating at all?
No, you're fine. I think it's primarily, it seems, just Taliesin.
No. What was happening to me?
Yeah, it was.
Not you. It was happening to me, and it happened to you. I could hear it.
Yeah,
but he was unmuted, though, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, what happens sometimes is that if you don't have your earplugs in and you have your, just let's say your speakers on and you have your mic open, then what happens is when someone's speaking, it goes through the speakers and everyone else will hear it. But if you have your earphones on, no one will hear it. That's basically what happens.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mr. Techie.
Yes. For the most part. All right. Morgan has something that she wants to share.
Financial to talk about. Yeah.
This is so cool, you guys. So I made a 7-day road trip from southwestern Colorado all the way to Omaha and then down to northwest Missouri to help my brother celebrate something. Every single charge that I put on two separate credit cards, one was a bank debit card, including hotel, gas, eating out, and antiquing, not a single charge has showed up on my credit card online. Not one. I even called. I mean, we're talking $500 or so dollars, right? And I even called one of the credit card companies. It's Credit One. I don't know who owns that. What big entity owns it? But I had to call them to put a stop on a particular card because I misplaced it and I didn't use this one. But I had a card, a separate card from them. I asked about it. I said, I'm not seeing any charges from April 14th. And and she checked and there she says, oh, just wait for your statement. There's nothing there.
Thank you.
I thought it was a really good sign.
It is. Super nice. I'm glad for you. That's awesome.
And of course,
in the universe.
Yeah. And of course, you were talking to the lady and you said, I'm not complaining. I'm just inquiring.
I said, well, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll wait.
I couldn't believe it. Just cannot believe it.
That's fantastic.
And you know, everything was fine along the way, right?
Well, I'll let you know if that's happened in Canada. We didn't see an increase in our pensions this month, but we were really, really anticipating it.
Oh, wow.
So,
hey, wasn't something supposed to happen on the 14th? I vaguely remember this, like some kind of a marker on the calendar. And that's when my charges
did something did happen on the 14th. I just don't remember what it was. Do you, Gio?
No, not off the top of my head now. I got too much other garbage in there.
Now, remember, sometimes things happen and we don't hear about it for a few days, right? Sometimes even a week.
Yeah, well, that's
the reason the reason I ask is because that's the very last date any charges have showed up on any credit card.
Okay.
The 14th was actually the first all over again because it's the Julian calendar. The 13th
is New Year's, right? New Year's Day.
Yeah.
It would have been
New Year's all over again, and it would be April Fool. But
that's a pretty good trick.
Yeah. But we don't even know what timeline we're on. So
I know we don't know which calendar, right?
Yeah.
Well, we know it's not the Gregorian, but we're not sure whether it's God's calendar or what's the other one?
Julian calendar, Ethiopian calendar.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of different ones.
Doesn't matter to me. I just wish they'd tell us. I don't really care. We just want to know.
Yeah. Well, usually when they drop some information, it's the information is usually good. It's the dates and times, which is always off by at least almost 2 weeks, because it's normally we're on the Julian calendar. So we always have to wait 13 days for stuff to happen. Anybody else have anything interesting RV-wise?
Yeah, actually, I'm sure quite a few of you have probably already seen the post, but Wolverine's been talking about a tier one being done already.
Yeah. Wasn't it done a couple times about a year ago?
Yeah.
How many times have we heard that?
I know.
I have maybe something, but I mean, this is like, this actually happened. 3 days ago from a really, really good friend of mine, somebody family related, went by car to Berlin, and he actually stayed in a hotel, and he has money, I mean, but his credit cards, everything was not functioning. And he was he had a credit card from the bank. It's called Postbank. It's actually the post bank. Yeah. And nothing was working. So he actually needed to ask his family to send him some money over. By now, I don't know the end, but I guess I will find out today. This is something.
Yeah. Well, we know a lot of things are happening behind the scenes. You know, lots of little pieces of the puzzle are happening. So, yeah, thank you for that, Dean. And of course, yesterday I posted that thing about Biden being officially in mainstream media. About the child trafficking.
Finally out.
Yeah, that was very cool. I like that.
It's about time, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that means the rest of it now is going to come flooding in.
Yeah,
watch the waters.
Yeah, that was.
Isn't May 1st?
Go ahead.
Isn't it May 1st, May 3rd? Through there, aren't we going to hear some big drops?
5th, 6th is what I get.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It's going to be, in that time period. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was going to say that that Biden thing, actually, it was Karen who sent it to me, so I posted it for her.
Yeah, so it's the 29th today, so we have one more day in this month, right? And so the next week, it should be pretty interesting with drops.
Yeah.
And the stock market too, right? Because that I believe that that's going to affect the stock market on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Back during
the show on the road.
Back during guys,
Somebody asked me, who are you going to vote for? Right. And I said, well, the choice is really clear. Pedophile, womanizer, pedophile, womanizer. That was my answer.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah.
I have something
go ahead,
to ask. I would like you to share maybe this this thought with me. What about the full moon circles? It was used to be always something happened like 3 days before the full moon, yeah, and 3 days after the full moon. Like in this time frame, something was happening. And I'm just checking it out now.
It's the 5th, 6th.
Exactly.
And it's a full lunar eclipse that we're also going to have on that day. So, yeah. Yes, it's going to be really, that's what I said, in the next week, it's going to be pretty intense. So actually, yes. 10 days, because we got to count the 3 days after the eclipse as well. So 10 days.
Yeah, I can tell you the energy is pretty heavy right now. So it's tiring me out a lot. Anybody who's empathic is going to feel that energy.
Yeah,
that's 5-5. Yeah. 5-5, 5-5-7. That'll be boss 55. And 7 is God's favorite number.
Mm.
So that could be, you know.
Well, it's 5th. Also Cinco de Mayo, which is
Cinco de Mayo. 5th,
right? Cinco de Mayo, which is supposed to be a Spanish. I'm not sure what it means. I've forgotten.
It's a celebration.
It is a celebration. So let's hope, you know.
It's 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, right?
Yeah. But it's a celebration day in Spanish speaking countries.
Yeah.
So it's a significant, and Q always referred to the 5th of May. So if anybody knows Q drops, go look it up.
And it's 5-5.
5-5, that's right. But go see what it says, because there's a clue.
Oh, yeah, on the gematria.
No.
No, not gematria?
Not gematria, on the Q drops. He usually... Remember, it takes a year, 2 years, sometimes 3 years before we actually see it come to fruition.
That would be 11-5, because 11 times 5 is 55. So it could be
right
in the war manual, 11-5.
Yeah, it is. Oh, let me just check. I think I saved something to that effect. I did save it, actually. Let me just go look.
This one's actually 3-5s, 5-5, and then 23 for the year.
Oh, yes, 5 is 5.
So it's 5-5-5.
It is 5-5-5.
And well, I have something.
If you count 20, that's 4 5s and 20. So you could line up the 5s across the board. You're right.
I have something. I have an app. I have an app. And it shows me exactly when we can expect the eclipse. And guess what? It's telling me exactly in 5 days and 23 hours. So what does this mean? 5-5.
That's right. Okay, so I found this thing. I'm going to read it. It's got dates in May. It was also posted on our site. I posted it. May 1st, May Day, Q3170. That's a UK bank holiday, apparently. May 4th, may the force be with you. Yeah. May 5th, it's got 5, I think, dot 5, 5.5. Then May 6th, it says King's coronation. Then it says King's death, King Charles, red carpet event. And then MOAB, mother of all bombs, equals global currency reset and declass. And plus precious metal standard plus quantum Nesara Jasara, and then it's got 11.3 and 11.4. C before D or D before C. C, sorry, coronation quiche. I don't know what all that means. And then it says all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. May 9th, Daniel 8:14, January 20th, 2017 to May 9th, 2023. Obviously, that's a significant, I'll look that up in a second, the Bible quote. Trump is the king. How do you get to the king? Disband the queen. This is after May 11th, okay, or underneath it. Charlie must come into checkmate. Andrew falls. Pope falls. Seven trumpets. Seven presidential messages. Seven kingdoms incoming. In square brackets, 777. And then underneath that, it's got 11.6. Please start by going through. Oh, no. Never mind. That was stellar. That was stellar. It was on that site. I will repost it on Facebook so you guys can see the pictures and all that stuff. Because it's got more clues in the pictures.
Not Facebook.
Telegram.
So you could do 5-5 as 11-5, but then you go to May 11th, which is a repeat. Because that's another 55.
Oh, that's what
that makes sense.
Yeah.
For freeing the new people in the back office, there's a Gematria software there that you can hook up with, download and use. And then you can take a look at the numerological meanings, definitions of different words and numbers.
Well, Cinco de Mayo, I looked it up. It's a yearly celebration held on May 5th, you know, which commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over Second French Empire at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Hmm. I don't know how that into anything, but there we go.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, all information is good information. It's just information. So it's all good.
Okay, so in the Daniel 8:14 in the King James Version, it says, "And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleaned." In the New International Version, he said unto me, "It will take 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary will be reconsecrated." So basically what I interpret that into is hold on to your hats. We're going for a ride soon. Information dump, right?
Yep.
Yep. The flood's coming. This is the flood.
Well, floods are good. I think, you know what's going to happen here is we're going to have that big stock market crash and we're going to be jumping up and down and, you know, whooping it up, and everyone's going to be looking at us and saying, "What are you happy about the stock market crash for?"
I know, that's right.
And they don't understand, right?
I know.
In the bigger scheme of things, if they only even knew what was going on around them, and that's what's really amazing, to be here in the front line and awake.
How are you doing?
I wrote something last night that was dancing around in my head.
Garden club meeting tomorrow. Do you want to go?
Can you mute?
I think it's 12 to 4.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. I lost my mouse.
Okay, so my message started with just this one sentence, and I thought that's great. It said, "Your highest soul mission." So 5 minutes later, I got the download, and this was what I got. That's where I am. We come to Earth to elevate our spiritual self, not just ascension for us. We have worked many lifetimes and endured much. We know it all. They call us the weave makers. You say. Think about it. If we come at the end of a paradigm shift, and we have to recreate the world every time, that means we've done it many times before. Truly, wow. This is what we are here for. In my own science fiction movie, and I'm one of the stars. Crazy, even if I did write it. The thing is, we all did it together, like collectively. We are all co-creators in our own life. We, not I. So anyone that harasses you in 3D, it's fine. They will get there. Do no harm. Always remember. Always remember. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very good.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. This is it. We're literally at the end, right? And we're about to witness Humpty Dumpty falling down, right? And we will try and put it back together again together. We'll all do that together, collectively, right? And it's
going to be something interesting to consider. Mm. One of the biblical plagues was a frog, right?
Yes.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's seen this, but you know, over the past few years, we've, you know, all seen the rise of Pepe the Frog, and now we're seeing it like everywhere.
I don't want to kiss a frog.
No, I did that already, babe.
The frog stands for abundance and also for cleansing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what's going on now. That's what this flood is, what I call the flood, right? It's the cleansing of the earth.
And F-R-O-G, fully rely on God.
Right on. Beautiful.
Great acronym.
Yeah. And we do.
All right.
Does anybody know what the bobcat medicine is? Because I haven't looked it up in a book yet.
Bobcat medicine?
Right. One walked through my property this morning. And before I left my rental, one was right across the street. And you don't usually see them very often.
No clue.
No, I'll look it up later.
Grab me a water.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions? Any new people have any questions regarding the RV process or anything like that? Is everyone comfortable with that?
I have a question.
Thank you.
Which came up yesterday, I think. I saw that somewhere. Are we meant to actually say how much we want for our projects?
I don't know if that's going to be needed or required, because like most people, even myself included, I have many projects myself. And if you were to ask me the cost of the projects, I don't have a clue.
Exactly. Because especially when you deal with property or want to also involve property in that project, for example,
right.
I was a little bit taken back when I heard that yesterday, or saw or read that yesterday, that it said that you need to put what you want on there. Yeah. And I looked at my mom and I said, how can we know how much we need for those things to come to pass?
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's required. The way I understand it, when we go into our exchange redemption meetings, based on how much currency or bonds that you have, you'll get, and also depending upon your knowledge level, you're going to get, well, us in the part of the internet group, will ask for the back screen rate, not the front screen rate. So you'll be given the front screen rate, but you're going to be asking for the back screen rate. And then at some point you'll talk about your projects. But on the actual exchange redemption process, we're going to probably be given the back screen default rate with maybe perhaps a little bit of negotiation in there, maybe. And then, of course, depending upon how many bonds and currencies you have will dictate the amount that you'll receive. Once you get... Now, there's also this talk about rooms, 9 rooms, and actually maybe we should go through those right now, just since I'm talking about them. Now, again, everything we're talking about here, there's so much conjecture and misinformation, disinformation, but it's all just information at this point. So we're really not sure what to expect, but it's better to have more information than not enough. So this in this scenario where there's nine rooms, the first room is where they, when you walk there in there for the first time, you walk into room one, and that's where they're going to give you a bio scan. So they're going to scan your aura basically, and you'll come up with a vibration. And if you are a negative vibration, you're going to be shown the exit door. And other than that, you'll be given door number two. In door number two, that's where you're going to be doing your redemption and currency exchanges. Number three, there is going to be some kind of a card or debit card or something like that given to you. Number four, there'll be a QFS account password. Number five, this is where you're going to be given your Q phone and maybe a Q laptop. I don't have anything for number six. Number seven, you're going to be given those ATM cards, and there's not going to be any limit on the card. So you are going to become the manager of your account. In other words, your QFS account, you're the manager of it, not the bank, you. So if you transfer all your funds out of the bank account to someone, it's your fault, not the bank's. Number eight, this is where they're going to give you some cash up to $14,000. They'll give you some checks, blank checks to write, and they're also going to give you some letters of credit. So an example of a letter of credit would be, let's say you're going to go buy some property, and let's say during that that when you're there with the real estate people, and maybe there's a couple other people there, and let's say you get into some kind of bidding war. And all the other people are dependent upon their credit or whatever they need to get some money. You got a letter of credit that says you're good for X amount of dollars. They're going to listen to you before the other people. And number nine, door number nine is where you can ask about projects. You're only going to probably be given up to about maybe 5 minutes for that. And then also, if you haven't contacted Luna yet for your project templates, please do so. I'll put her email there in a second in the Zoom chat. You'll want to have those templates. Now, the templates are in point form format, so you can talk about them really quick. You know your projects better than anybody else. So when you're in there talking about your projects, you're just going to looking at the point form and talk about them. And don't forget to talk about them with passion as well, right? These are your visions, right? You want to make it believable. Now, at the end of the day, let's say you're walking out the door, and let's say for argument's sake, you don't think you have enough funding for your projects, all your projects. At some point, you'll have another meeting with your wealth manager, maybe a day or two later. This is when you'll want to take some additional information with you to prove the fact that you need some more funding. Okay, so and you can get it through your wealth manager. Okay, so I believe they have also access to more funding. Any questions on that at all? Everyone's all good?
When you said QFS password, you mean they're going to give us a QSF password or ask us for one? Or what?
Yeah. What I mean by that, the QFS password, I believe, is going to be, again, done by biometrics. So when they put your bio, when they do a bio scan on you, your bio scan will go into their system. And at some point, they're going to take that scan and put it on your card, on your debit card. For example, and the reason why they're doing a bio scan, it's better than a retina scan, better than a fingerprint. Basically, it's your vibration. Everyone has a very unique vibration. So, for example, let's say you're in a store, you did some shopping, and let's say you left your credit card there, or you dropped your card somewhere. No one can use that card because your biosignature is unique. No one can activate it except for you. So it's a bio scan. That's what they're really doing there when we're talking about putting passwords and stuff. That's what they're talking about, a bio scan. So in other words, all you have to do when you get your new computer is probably just, you know how sometimes with some computers you put a thumbprint on or something like that, or a retina scan. In your case, all you're going to probably just wave your hand over a portion of your computer and it will open or start for you. Or something to that effect, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions in that area at all? No?
Yes, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
In regards to letter of credit,
mm-hmm.
So say you're going to buy a piece mm-hmm. of property for $1 million. And so you get a letter of credit for up to $1 million. But then when you get to actually making an offer on the property, you offer them $750,000 and they actually take it. Does the letter of credit have to actually match it, or as long as it's above the amount that you bid?
Does that make sense? Yeah, it does. I don't think the letter of credit, letter of credit is just lets them know that you're good for that amount of money. So if it happens, turns out to be a little bit less, then it's okay. If it turns out to be a little bit more, then you give them a different letter of credit. So either way works.
Or it might just say something to the effect of, unlimited amount. It doesn't matter what the amount is, in other words, right? You're approved.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you should be good either way.
That's the way I want mine to read. I don't want a specific amount on there. If I'm going to get one, I want one that basically I'm not going to have any hindrance. So because I don't know what I'm going to buy, right?
You don't want to worry about the zeros.
Yeah, and I don't worry about the zeros, to be honest. I just want to go and do it.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know that you have a list of how many ever projects that you have, and one of them is wells over in like Africa.
Yep.
And so I've mentioned this before. I have a man that has been over to Malawi several times. And he has an organization, not a company, that one of the guys pulled out on him. So I'm not sure if he's struggling financially right now, which, you know, to try to explain to him that I'm going to help him, I've already got his address and the company name and all that. I know that I'm going to definitely help him, but, I don't know how to explain this, but to incorporate what you're doing with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can fund it. I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
Well, she's asking us to fund it.
Yeah, it's a good possibility too.
I'll have the money to fund it. I don't know how to explain it. Well, I guess if I'm just going to, you know, put some money aside and say I'm going to give him, you know, $500,000 out of one of my accounts. My accounts, yeah.
Or we do it as a project. And you're talking about tapping of the primary water. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, and he has. Yeah. He even went to a college. I mean, he's in his mid-60s. He went to a university just to learn how to do this. It's through a satellite. You can see all the stuff that's happening through the satellite system as far as the usage and everything. It's, he shows pictures and stuff. It's really amazing. But I don't know. I just was kind of throwing that out there. Just came to my mind, but
mm-hmm.
we'll figure it out. Yeah,
definitely. Oh, I can send you. I can send you one.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'll send one to you for Malawi.
Yeah. Okay. When you're talking about water extraction, even out of hot places like Africa, there's several ways we can do that. The more expensive way is drilling for primary water. But once you tap into that, it turns into a water well, and it comes, you know, just gushes out like oil out of the ground. That's one way. It's a little more expensive that way. There's another way. I can't remember what they call it now, but it's basically it's extraction of water out of the air, and it's something like 60 gallons an hour that you can do, which is still not too bad. It's a lot cheaper that way. It works something like a dehumidifier.
Well, and I don't know if giving you the name of the organization to put into your thing, because it's DOXA, D-O-X-A is the name of the company, and just, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I just...
You're on Signal, aren't you, Dina?
Rebecca.
Becky?
Well, you know, I thought I signed up for it, but a couple months ago or a month or so ago, you were asking us to try our Signal a thing, and it was come up weird. I don't know. I couldn't get on. So I'm not computer savvy. So
DOXA, you said?
DOXA, yes.
Okay. I'll email you the template, okay?
Okay.
And it's in Malawi, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I think he's gone to several other countries, but I know that that was a big one that, he just stumbled on it. This professor came across to him and says, hey, let's do this. And so it's been 4 or 5 years that he's been working on this. Right now, somebody pulled out on him. So his funding has kind of shriveled, so I can't wait till this happens so that I can surprise him.
Okay.
So are you saying you want one of your projects is to help fund his project, basically?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't, you know, whatever WBG has, I mean, you've got a project, but I don't know how to explain to him what I'm doing is like above my pay grade. So at this point, so it all work out.
Do it as a project and get some funding for it, and because it's going to be costly, right?
Yes, I forget how much he told me. Just one well was like,
that's crazy.
I want to say 140,000. I'm not sure if that was the figure. Tossing.
Probably low. Depends on how far down they have to go, right?
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're basically tapping into a water table.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, and he tells the stories about these young girls who can't go to school because they have to walk miles and miles and miles and carry water to the family.
I know. We WBG is committed to bringing water to Caribbean islands and Africa and places where they pretty much have been denied their water. So we're going to change the world.
That's right.
One country at a time.
That's right.
Yep. All of us.
Yep.
We got this. We can do it.
We can. No question in my mind at all.
That's right.
Everything and everywhere.
This is why we're here. This is why we're doing it.
We just need to identify it. Yeah, we need to identify the locations and that's it, pretty much. And then we just set up a team and, you know, like it's probably one of the companies that we'll end up buying is a drilling company, right, to do this because we have a lot of projects in different continents already and Africa being a very big one. Mm-hmm. but also a lot of other areas.
You know, and once this happens, you know, once this happens, if he knows that, you know, he's going to be funded, I know he will be all in to be a part of this, you know, to oversee a lot of it, you know, for us.
Well, he can be the project manager.
Right. Awesome, absolutely. Right? So absolutely.
You're a project manager.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Go forth, my child, and do your thing.
Right.
Every one of us has a mission, right? Well, that's the way I look at it. You fund somebody and you just tell them, you know, go ahead, do your thing, because they're guided too, you know, not by accident that he's been working on this for, you know, 5 years or whatever it is that he's been working.
Yes.
And what's stopping them is the funding. And that's sad. That's our basic human right, you know, water, right? So yeah, we're going to give them all the support we can. Absolutely.
Okay.
Like I said, even if we have to get water out of the ocean and desalinate it, we also have that system too. So we're covered. Or we can get it right out of the air as well. That's another system.
Right.
In the Caribbean, that's probably how we're going to do it. Depends on how close they are to water, right? But there's alternatives. So we've thought of everything, and we're lucky because we already have these systems in place. So.
Right.
We just need the funding to go and do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other questions at all? Project questions or anything like that?
I was just going to mention whoever posted that about that African fellow that invented the energy for the TV and for the car. And for the helicopter, awesome. I saw the TV thing quite a while ago and I completely forgot about it until I saw it. I went, oh my goodness, that'll make an excellent project. Like, it's like, yes, I'm telling people about it already. Mm-hmm. So amazing stuff. I mean, can you imagine all the stuff that's going to be coming out
It boggles your mind, doesn't it?
It brings me to tears.
I know, because it's going to change a lot of people's lives.
Absolutely. Right?
Like just a simple thing like water will change. It'll probably cut off for some, you know, 2-3 hours, maybe 6 hours out of their day because they have to walk that far to go and get the water and then, you know, bring it home. Like, can you imagine doing that every day? And that's their normal part of their life. They don't complain about it. That's just, they're grateful to just have the water to go and get. Right,
yeah, it's good. It's part of their survival.
Cuba has a problem.
It is, yeah, it is.
But Cuba has a problem with power. They shut the power off all the time on people.
Africa, they've been rolling it out. They're still doing it. We're in touch with some associate members there, and they tell me all the we can't even do Zooms because we never know when the rolling time is going to be, right? Yeah. So, and they shut it off for an hour or 2 hours or 4 hours, you know, it's random, but it's different every time. And it must be really hard, just even for cooking, you know? And what about your fridge? What about your fridge? Your food in the fridge, and God forbid if you have a freezer, right?
Yeah.
Like that cannot be good. And it's still going on. I mean, as of a couple of weeks ago, it was still going on because that was the last time I was in touch. But it's crazy. We're so lucky in this part of the world.
Yeah, my sister and niece went down to Cuba just recently, and you know, things that we take for granted, like you just can't go and get French fries, and they would leave their suitcases behind of clothing. They would bring stuff like it's just. And then my niece, she was complaining. My sister said, bring towels, bring toilet paper. There was no toilet paper. There was no towels at the whole hotel. No hot water. Like, can you imagine?
Horrible, oh my goodness. Place. And it really shocks me because Castro's dead. And his brother took over. But honestly, they said that he was going to be different. So this is really, really sad. I've known about Cuba because my son has worked in Cuba for more than 10 years. He would spend 3 months in the summer there. And the food, he came back skinny. And the first thing he would order would be pizza because you can't get any over there. So he's a good Italian, half Italian anyway. Loves his pizza. Yeah,
it's amazing what we take for granted. I mean, just.
And he's always said rice and beans. That's all that he would eat. The odd time they'll have a vegetable, but honestly, I don't think so. So
that's unfortunate. Very unfortunate, but things like this are going to change. And, you know, and I tell people things are changing, and people are like, yeah, I said, no, it's changing. It's changing. And I tell people all the time. So, you know, we just got to keep that vibration high. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then the water problems that we have here, just alone in Canada. I mean, there's some native reserves and communities, they have no water. And this has been ongoing for like years. Yes. Meanwhile, our government, you know, will spend money on other stupid things for other countries. Meanwhile, we can't even look after our own people in our backyards.
Yep. That's right. Yeah. That's all going to get fixed too.
And the funny thing about the whole situation is Canada has 75% of the world's fresh water here too. Imagine that. And we can't even supply our own people with water. Pretty disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about the money. It's all about the money. Yeah, lots of changes. But exciting time.
Yep, and we also have, speaking of, we have the free energy Tesla devices coming, which will make basically electricity obsolete, all the utilities, right? The other thing it'll do is it'll bring in a lot of the new ET technologies. There's 6,500 new ET technologies which have been suppressed over the years. We're about roughly humans are about roughly about 350 years into the future technologically wise that's been suppressed. So now we're talking Star Trek type technologies. We're going to have stuff like, we've talked about food replicators or de-replicators, teleportation devices, anti-gravitational devices, shrink devices, stargates, portals, all that kind of stuff. This is warp drive capability, getting to Mars in 6 minutes. It's coming.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about in my my download last night, right? Mm-hmm. We'll become a galactic society once the flip happens.
Yeah.
So as soon as we come back, all those new devices are going to start flooding the market one by one. I don't think they're going to put them all out, right? And eventually, one of the other downloads I got is a galactic society. We will be a galactic society fully by 2026. So we've got 3 years. That's not a lot of years. We know how fast every year is
going.
So 3 years.
Awesome.
And maybe just a thought. Maybe we are not in 2023. Maybe we are already in 2024.
Yeah.
So it makes only maybe 2 years.
That's right. 2 years. That's right.
Yeah. And also taking consideration, time is speeding up too. So remember, time is a 3D.
Well, we're actually going construct. And then we're going to lose. They say that we're going to lose the time. Not lose it. I mean, we're just not going to, we're not going to be bothered by it. We're not governed by it. It was a 3D construct. It was a control mechanism, right? Where I don't know about you guys, but all my life I fought people around me who insisted that I be there at a certain time. And I used to say to them, I can't get there any quicker than I'm supposed to. Right. And so then because of that, I got a reputation in my family for always being late. And sometimes it was like 5 minutes late, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Sometimes it was an hour, but it wasn't because I did it on purpose and sat here at home going, okay, I guess I can leave now. I'll be half an hour late. No, it was never like that.
That's exactly me.
But is it?
Yeah, that's exactly me. I was actually late for my wedding.
but then that's a normal thing for brides, right? That's one thing I wasn't late for.
Well, that's because my clothes and my stuff was in my soon-to-be husband's room and he was out playing golf, and because I wasn't the wife yet, the hotel wouldn't give me the key to his room to get my supplies.
But
for 30 years, I've always been, you know, 5, 10, 50, fashionably late, you know. But my husband jokes with my kids and says, if I die before they do, they have to start my funeral late because it just wouldn't be right for me to be on time. So that's the plan.
It's got a good sense of humor, though. That's awesome. Yep. I never cared about what they cared about. I just, you know, I'm me. So I just do me.
That gives another meaning to you're going to be late to your own funeral.
She liked that one.
But I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Luna.
Yes.
How are you going to how are you going to imagine your RV appointment? Like, are you going to be late?
No, I can't be because I'm going with Gio.
Oh, blame me. That's all right. I'll keep you on task.
That's probably the only thing other than the terrible wedding that I wasn't late for. I'll be on time. So, yep. Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
All right, let's take a minute here. And for any of the new people in the back office and also in our WBG Telegram help menu, we have the phase documents. Take a read through them all. It'll give you a good understanding about the inner workings of the WBG and how we're gonna be working post-RV. And as well, also in the back office and in the Telegram help menu are some templates, business card templates. So you can download these, take them to your printer. You can edit out the bottom right-hand corner and put your contact information. You can edit out the logo here. Just leave this down here where it says member of the World Benevolence Group. There's another different one. There's a bigger one. There's one, yeah. And James, I'll leave it to you. You're good at this. Canva.
Canva.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, Canva.com for like uploading designs or tweaking them, and then you can upload those images to Vistaprint.com, where you can actually make the cards and have them printed and mailed to you. I will post them to both those websites.
Yeah. And the reason why you want to use these cards is like, for instance, every time Luna and I are out shopping or we're gone somewhere, we're walking down the street, we bump into somebody and we start talking to them. What you're really doing is you're advertising and you're building your team for the future. Right. So you give your contact information out to somebody. So that at some point after the RV or the stock market crashes or whatever marker you want to use, they'll contact you and you'll have somebody already on your team and they're ready to go, right?
Or whenever we used to go food shopping, there was always people in front asking for money,
mm-hmm.
you know, to buy groceries.
Yep.
So we'd give them the card and say, when the stock market crashes or you feel like everything's upsetting, give us a call, right? Because then because they're not even aware of the reset. I mean, you can tell them there'll be a global currency reset, but how will they know? Because they're not going to advertise that and say, listen up, people, right? If you have foreign currency, you can go and exchange once in a lifetime, you know. They're not going to advertise it, so they're not going to know, right? So they'll only know through 3D news that there's a change happening, And that's when we want them to call us, right? And then we will bless them and their families. So that's what mm-hmm. we use, basically that's what I use the cards for, is to bless mm-hmm. these people.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, yeah. So it, just use it as a form of contact advertising for yourself, right? You want to build your team, get yourself some people, et cetera.
I want to read something that one of our members sent me recently, and it said, Luna, is this true? Will this affect your WBG posts? A friend of mine sent this to me. Everyone, Bill C-11, same as Bill S-686, AKA Restriction Act, has passed in Canada. A dark day for Canada as the government now has control over everything they do and will monitor their citizens daily. Free speech is no more, as is the banning of TikTok. They can even shut you down if they don't like what you post, say on any social media outlet. It's going to happen here. What time to be alive? I don't see a future for us except government overreach. They best believe the people will stand against tyranny. So what I said to this person was, there's two narratives going on and has been going on, like two timelines, okay? So for the people that we call sleepers, or the 3D people, when we refer to them, they are going to have this. You and I, we're not there. That's not what we came here for. We came here to recreate the world. The rest will catch up when it's time, right? They'll go through their dark night of the soul, a lot of them, with the flip, I believe, and they will join us slowly, because, you know, they've got the trauma that they're going to have to deal with. And for some, they're going to clear it up really quick. Some are just going to realize, yep, I've been feeling that all my life. Is that what I've been feeling? And it'll actually be healing for them, because they finally have some answers, right? And be able to move on. And I believe that they'll join us, you know, when they're ready. So that's what I basically said, is that there are two timelines. Which one do you choose? Where you focus is what you're going to create. So be careful who you listen to, right? Don't listen to people who are bringing your vibration down. If they're talking about 3D stuff and you don't need to hear about that 3D stuff, then shut it off. Cut them off. Whatever it is that you have to do to keep your vibration up. All these type of things do for us is pull our vibration down if you let it. You are in total control of your destiny, and you are there. You are walking your path right now to that. And the new earth is what we are going to be recreating together. Okay. So be very selfish when it comes to your energy. Okay. Because it's your job to maintain it. Right.
Yeah, that service to self, that's different than a 3D version service to self, right? When you're talking service to self from a spiritual perspective, you're working on yourself, or you're doing something to yourself that's going to give you betterment, and you're not hurting anyone else. That's okay. But when you're talking 3D service to self, a person who is service to self will not do anything unless they're getting something back in return. They want a favor, they want money, they want something, whatever it is, but something tangible that they can use. That's the difference.
Yeah. Remember, in the 3D world that we've left, okay, they ruled with fear. So what is this? To me, this is fear porn. As soon as I would start reading the very top, I would just go, next, right? I don't even pay any attention to it. I know what's going on. The funny thing is that those people in 3D don't even realize, because they don't know, because they're not awake, not their fault, by the way, there's no judgment here, that Trudeau's dead. There is no government right now. So who's putting this crap out? It's the white hats. You and I know that. It's the mm-hmm. white hats that are doing it to try and wake them up. So the more ridiculous the things are, the better, actually, hopefully, it works. You know, even better to wake them up.
Yeah, the
makes me laugh.
Yeah,
it
the
makes
idea
makes me laugh when I read.
yeah, the idea is that they want to, the White Hats, they want to make things appear so ridiculous that the average person is going to start questioning it. And that will be part of, and that'll be part of their wake up. In the meantime, people like ourselves, we'll just have to sit, you know, in the back seat and observe, watching and helping everyone else wake up. That's all we can do, and be there for them when they do wake up.
I've constantly shaken my head and said to my friends, my Canadian friends around me, that Canadians need to learn passion. They need to get upset. They need to show that they're upset. Right? They're such docile people who constantly say thank you, even when you diss them, you know, or put them down in any way, shape, or they'll say thank you and walk away. It's like, because they don't want the confrontation, right? So it's easier to just be polite and, you know, hope that that person goes away. So I'm not like that. Somebody says something to me. I usually have a response. Rarely do I not have a response. And it's not necessarily mean, it's truth. And they may take it as it being mean, but it's my truth, okay? And I'll do it in the nicest possible way, because in my heart, whenever I say something to somebody, it's never consciously meant to hurt you. If it hurts you, it's because you needed it in order to, you know, poked at you so that you would notice.
Yeah.
But you can't get that concept to somebody in 3D.
Yeah. Another
as my family will tell you.
Another way of looking at that is, yeah, another way of looking at it is no judgments, no expectations. In other words, if you don't have any expectations, you're not going to be disappointed. And we teach this on Sunday nights, by the way, in our spiritual workshop, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock. I teach people how to not react to all this crap.
Yeah.
You want to keep all your positive emotions. You don't want to get rid of the negative one. You want to get rid of the negatives, and you want to keep the positive ones, right?
So the best thing you can do to somebody who's becoming confrontational with you is just to stay in your power and just send out the love from your heart to them and be silent. And it knocks them right off. Some of them, it knocks them right off their feet. I know. I've done it many times, but sometimes it doesn't work and you're still in danger. But it's okay, because I don't have any fear. So I really don't have any fear, no matter what's coming at me. Because I learned a long, long time ago that if you react with the fear, then you're going to be in that emotional body. And when you're in that emotional body, nothing goes right. Nothing goes right. And I know each and every one of you have had an incident or two in your lifetimes to teach you that. So, Lily. Lily? Unmute. George, maybe you can.
I sent it to her.
Sorry. I'm here.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were at work.
Yeah. I actually I'm not, but okay. I'm not presentable to show my face.
That's all right.
I look like birds slept in my head last, or slept on my head and made a nest in my hair. How bad it looks. So yeah. The card situation. When we go through the RV, then our information changes. Is that correct? Or is the phone number we have now going to be assigned to the QFS phone?
Oh, that's a good question.
I suspect you'll get a one or two things. They'll allow either transfer that number to the new QFS phone, or they'll give you a total new number. I suspect they'll probably give you a total new number.
I would think so too.
But maybe the old one still works.
Yeah,
maybe we still keep our old phone with the old number.
Yes, I suspect that's probably what will happen. They'll give you the new Q phone with a new number, and at the same time, you'll be able to keep your old phone temporarily to use it temporarily until you get all your old information migrated over to it.
But not only that, I do believe that our phones are going to become obsolete.
Mm.
Right? Technology-wise, they're going to be obsolete. But yes, that'll give you enough time to switch over, which we should all really do that.
I'm already doing that.
You should have a manual list of your phone numbers that you want to keep just in case it gets shut off and shut down, or, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So be prepared, because that's one of the things we've gotten lazy now, because we've got a phone. We don't keep our phone numbers. At least I don't. I don't keep any phone numbers in my brain. I dumped all that excess BS stuff that I was keeping in my head. And I was so proud of myself. I could tell you my phone number when I was 10 years old in the house that I lived in Toronto. up until I was like 50 or close to 50 is when I decided, this is crazy. Why am I keeping all these things in my head? And so I started to dump all that kind of stuff. So we've gotten lazy, whether you believe that or not. Try and remember one of your children's phone numbers just without looking at your phone.
225-4907 was my number when I was a kid.
I've had so many different phone numbers, and my God. Anyway, that was one part of my question. And now I forgot the other part. Story of my life here. Okay. Oh, good You'll God. Oh, well, it'll come back to me at some point.
Yeah, it's all good.
It happens when I'm not concentrating, and I haven't been concentrating at all today. I've been very scattered everywhere. So what? Shoot, that makes me mad.
Get yourself grounded.
Oh, well, I can put it out there on Signal.
Something about the phone. Talking with the phone and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the card, there's something that was unrelated to that that I wanted to ask about, but I don't know.
1-800 number that you end up, it's going to be your QFS account number.
Oh, okay. I don't know. We've had really wild weather here in Texas, in Tyler, Texas, where I live, southeast of Dallas. We've had 2 tornadoes in the last week touch down. Wow. And I've always felt like Tyler was almost in a bubble, because everything would go around us. And one of my friends has said to me at some point a long time ago, she said that had something to do with all the money that is here in Tyler, Texas. And I'm like, oh yeah, right. Okay. But could be, I don't know. We do have a lot of very old money. Very, very.
Yeah.
And been hard for me to break in here since I moved here 10 years ago, because it is old money, and people that are from Tyler come back to Tyler, which I have no idea why anybody would want to come back here, but that's just my perception. I have been looking at land around here. Not a whole lot that's available on the water, so I'm hoping that maybe I don't know where I want to go. I have been looking around.
Lily,
okay, you've got lots of time.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Lots going to change. A lot is going to change.
Yeah, one of the things that we have to remember is once we have that stock market crash, there's going to be a lot of companies going belly up, and there's going to be a lot of land become available, because there's going to be a lot of foreclosures, etc. So we'll be able to help some of those people out, and the rest of them will be able to allow us to buy some stuff. So once all the stuff right now that seems to be tight in terms of land and purchasing things, companies, etc., they'll all become available right after the reset.
Right. I remember Luna talking about that at one point, that would be, it's okay to go ahead and check and kind of just feel your way around what you think you might want. If there's a resort that might be on the lake, that if they go belly up, then everything's there as far as a place for people to stay while we work on our project together. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
I still don't know what I was going to say. But
it's okay.
it's all good.
come back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably in the middle of the night. That's going to be doing a lot of thinking in the middle of the night.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing to keep a little booklet, you know, for when you wake up and you have some memories. Just write down whatever it is that you can remember about your dream.
Oh, I do. I do. Yeah. And then I need to have a fire outside and put my little journal out there in the fire. Mm-hmm. I don't want something to happen to me and my children. They would literally like go bonkers if they knew some of the things that I think about. They're not bad things at all, but you know, they would definitely be like, wow, she really was crazy.
Yeah.
So, they've known I'm crazy, but I don't think they know to what extent I really am. And it's a good crazy though. I'm not a scary crazy person. I'm just doing my thing.
Yeah. Also, I just want to make everyone aware that Luna and I have to leave in about 10 minutes. So if we have any last minute questions, we can answer those. So we got about 10 minutes. We can have a Q&A if you want. Any last minute questions, feel free. Or if you have something that you want to share, we can do that too.
I have a quick comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. One thing that I've noticed is that more and more like-minded people are coming to me, and that are like we're not totally all that alone as we think we are. There's just people are coming. They're naturally being attracted to us. They can feel our frequency. I've actually ran into somebody like that. The other thing that I've noticed, and I don't know if others as well, is that I feel less and less desire to be texting and interacting people that way. I want to talk to them personally on the phone. I want to see them, get away from this impersonal communication, because it's there's a lot of miscommunication that happens. So that's one thing right. that I've started doing is like get on the phone, like not for this, you know, disconnecting.
Yeah, that's a normal thing for people. If 5D is because our vibration is a little bit higher, we're starting to disconnect from the 3D world.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting to stay at home a little bit more. And the other thing is, we know that we just do not want to engage in that 3D activity. Because we know it's,
But you're also not going to grow if you keep yourself hidden, right? Yeah. Becoming a hermit is not what we're supposed to be doing. We Correct. Are supposed to be socializing. We are supposed to be dealing with different kinds of people. And so, you know, it's wonderful and beautiful to, you know, have a sanctuary to go to and regroup and whatever, but mm-hmm. we still have to interact in, you know, to somewhat in that 3D world, right? Correct. Albeit as time goes on, less and less, because we're going to be doing our thing and, you know, traveling around and obviously connecting with more people of our light around the world. But initially, you can't keep yourself away from it. Like this weekend for me, I've got 2 showers today and tomorrow that I've got to go to, and I don't want to go to one of them because it's my family who's all been vaxxed, and I haven't seen most of them in like 25 years. So it should be really interesting, because a lot of those people don't get along when they get together. So it's always interesting. Just I'm going to sit in a corner and just be there. You know, I doubt anybody will talk to me because I'm the weird one in the family. So they'll be surprised to see me, I'm sure.
It's all good.
Yeah, don't hide. Don't hide. Get yourself out there. It's how you grow and you help them grow.
Yep. 100%.
Right? Not just the person you're interacting with, but all the people in the room. So that's why I go, because clearly my light is needed, right? In that room. So maybe just keep everybody
sometimes
kind of even keel, right?
I'm with you on that one. I have got these bins in the back of my car that have, you know, essentials, like in case I was on the road and something happened. And I've had so many conversations with people that have lived in the back of my car. And they just kind of like, huh, oh, well, oh. They're, you know, now I've kind of done that because I've lived in places where there's been natural disasters, I guess, or who knows. And, you know, you have a preparedness kit, but not mm-hmm. like the one I have right now. Because I got food mm-hmm. and all kinds of shit back there that people are like, you know, it's been a good conversation starter. And then when I get to mm-hmm. the bizarre stuff, they're like, okay, anyway, have a good day.
Yep, time to leave. Yeah, have a nice day. Yep.
Okay, just before we take off, I just want to mention to everyone, make sure we're not quite sure when blackout is going to come, but when it comes, make sure that you are prepared, have some extra food and water, a little bit of extra cash, etc. Enough something will last you like maybe 2 to 3 weeks. This is the time period that we're going to have the information dump and hopefully the Great Awakening coming. So just make sure you're prepared. Also, I want to mention about if you have, let's say, a Google account, a Gmail account, there is a provision within Gmail where you can download all your emails. And I believe that's the same with all your email accounts. You just have to poke around in the settings to find out how to download your information, you know, to back it up. Now, these companies should go back up, but if they don't, then you're going to lose all your info. Okay, so just
because Google is supposed to have been taken over, right, by mm-hmm. the white hats. Many of them have been taken over. Although I doubt that Twitter still is, because I'm still in Twitter jail, and I tried again 3 years now, and I wrote them. This time I decided, okay, I'm going to write you. And I said, okay, come on, guys, this is ridiculous. It's 3 years. I didn't do anything. Right? Like, when are you going to give me back my account? Because I'm banned for life.
Stop for speaking life. Your
that
truth.
Says that on him still. Right? It's crazy. And I don't even remember.
Did you get a response from that email?
I don't anticipate. I don't anticipate getting a response, but what I'm saying is maybe it's not white hat taken over yet. I don't know. Cause that seems like crazy that I'm still in Twitter jail.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the week.
I was posting Trump stuff. Okay. So I'm guilty, but that's all I was doing. It was just
I'm in the same boat as you, mm-hmm. but I didn't even try. I don't bother about it. It's.
But it keeps popping up when I try and, you know, click on something on Telegram, right? And it goes into Twitter. It won't let me see it because I'm blocked, of course. And I'm thinking, oh, come on, guys, this is like an old story. I'm not there anymore. Right? Like, it should not be happening. So anyway, we'll see.
Luna, I have one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
About Twitter. You know that you can actually go through the browser on your, let's say, on your name and on your account. You can like see it. Mm-hmm. And you can still look at it, who you follow or following you.
Yeah, and just you can't post.
Yeah, you cannot post. Exactly. Yeah, I cannot post. But mm-hmm. I was like on my side, I was recognizing that actually a lot of these guys, which I really remember, they're not anymore there.
So they're not there anymore, I know. Because they probably got cut out too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in other words, free speech is still not free speech. That's basically what that's telling me. Now, is that because I'm in Canada and because of what I just read you? No, because that just went through and they have to go through three readings before that happens. And sometimes it can take, 3 to 6 months before they, sometimes even a year. It depends on when they put it back on the docket, right, to be read. But who's passing it? There's no government right now. So it's bullshit, right? it makes me laugh. It just makes me laugh. But again, the 3D sleeping people don't have that information. So to them, that's their real life, right? And of course it's going to scare them, right? It's meant to scare them, but is it waking them up? Apparently not enough because they're still asleep here.
I have one comment here on Converso. So someone just posted something here about Converso. I found this rather interesting because they're supposed to be really good with their security. And at any rate, I made a, I never downloaded the application. I went to visit their application. And about 3 or 4 days later, I got an email from them.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're using that information to their own advantage. So that tells me something.
Yeah.
They're not protecting it.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Yeah. At any rate. All right. So let's call it a day.
Okay. Fingers crossed. We're almost there, people.
Yep. Any day. So just make sure that you're prepared, and that's all you can do. Just sure that you're prepared, and that's all you can do. Just
have a good weekend. Have a good weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Love and
happy trails.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.